current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Gutless Outrage. Recently, Netanyahu spoke openly about his dream of a quote-unquote greater Israel. This is not a new idea. From the beginning, the Zionist project has been about taking more land, pushing out Palestinians and trying to control the whole region. Netanyahu's words are not simply personal rhetoric. They echo decades of settler colonial thinking that seeks to normalize occupation while erasing the history, rights and very existence of the Palestinian people. It is about domination and expansion. By declaring this openly, the Zionist leadership shows that its goal has never been about security, but permanent occupation and control over historic Palestine and even beyond. But this project could not survive on its own. From the very start, the Zionist state has relied on the surrounding Arab regimes, which whether through treaties, silence, or the suppression of their own populations, have functioned as a security blanket. These neighboring countries, instead of mobilizing their resources for the defense of Palestine, have too often shielded the occupier from accountability, offering diplomatic normalization and even intelligence cooperation at critical junctures. Their betrayal has allowed the Zionist entity to continue its crimes without fear of consequences. The suffering of the Palestinians has lasted so long, not only because of the Zionist entity's actions, but also because of the weakness and complicity of these regimes. So the liberation of Palestine cannot be separated from the liberation of the wider Muslim world from its treacherous rulers. As long as Cairo, Riyadh, Amman, Ankara, and other capitals are ruled by leaders who serve foreign powers instead of their own people, Palestine will remain under occupation. To free Palestine of their oppression, misery, and injustice means to also free these nations from rulers who betray them. Palestine is not a Palestinian cause. It is not just another piece of land. Palestine is the beating heart of our faith and our history. It is the land of Al-Isra wal-Miraj, where our beloved Prophet ﷺ was taken on his miraculous night journey and ascended to the heavens. It is the home of Al-Aqsa Mosque, our first Qibla before the Kaaba and the third holiest sanctuary in Islam, where countless prophets prayed and where angels descended with blessings. Every stone of Jerusalem carries the footsteps of the prophets alayhum salam, Ibrahim, Dawood, Sulaiman, Isa, making it a sacred trust for the entire Ummah. To lose Palestine is not simply to lose territory. It is to allow our dignity, our heritage, and our identity as a people of faith to be trampled. This is why every Muslim, whether in Jakarta or Casablanca, in Cairo or Karachi, feels a wound in the heart when Palestine bleeds. It is not only the cause of the Palestinians, it is the cause of every believer, the cause of our collective honor, and the test of whether we stand true to the legacy of our Prophet ﷺ. The day the Ummah rises united once more, the day we bring back the Khilafah, will be the day when the Zionist occupation crumbles, the arrogance of its allies is shattered, and the light of Islam restores justice and honor to the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten this day bi'idhnillah. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khayran for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.